Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Oh, hi.
Oh, well, hello.
Oh, hello. Well, we're a little bit late. Well, you guys don't know we're late. We're late, but we had a little bit of an asthma attack because Magic, oh Magic, my new sweet golden, gave Emisha an asthma attack this morning.
Massive asthma attack.
anyhow, we're in studio, and we have such a special guest today. We always get excited when we have a stylish mom in the house.
And this guest is around our age. And super cool.
Super cool. Larissa Mills, you're likely obsessed with her Outfit of the Day videos, which were going fully viral. She became an Instagram and TikTok sensation a little over a year ago, thanks to her daughter, Ella. We're going to hear her story. Her taste is timeless. I actually wore stripes in honor of Larissa Mills today. She has that New England spirit that we love. And now that we're in the new year, we are going to pick her brain on all things stylish. Basically, we're going to kind of reset our wardrobes. And the theme of today is going to be the style reset. Everything you need to know about basics and beyond with Larissa Mills. Larissa, I feel like we know. I mean, I know you.
I know.
I know
it's
your
weird
necklace. It's weird. I might know your furniture in the back of your house. I know your daughter. And Rosie works with everybody knows everybody. So anyway, we are thrilled to have you on this podcast.
I'm super excited too.
Okay. So you have to take us back because it's, you know, you're not 20.
No.
You are stunning. You are a full on style maven that people have become obsessed with. She has deals with Jenny Kane, J. Crew. I mean, and I think you really like, do you like what you're doing now?
It is fun, but it's definitely, it's been nerve-wracking and sort of, I think every day I'm sort of like, who do I think I am, like getting dressed on Instagram? I don't know. I feel like I'm still waiting for people to be like, oh, okay, no, I'm actually done with her. Like, I don't know. It's still weird to me. It's still really weird. So,
okay, so take us back.
I don't know.
You have a daughter, Ella. How old is she?
So she's 19.
She's 19.
Yeah.
And how did it start? Because listen, we all scroll through TikTok. We all like, you know, try on something, maybe post it. Emisha, you're getting incredible at it.
I love it. I mean, but I get it. It's work. And it's like, you kind of feel awkward doing it sometimes.
Yes.
So
right, exactly.
I'm dying to hear how you started. Like, like Molly said, how did this start?
So my daughter, basically, she actually had gotten off of TikTok, was like, it's a time suck. I don't even go on TikTok ever. I finally hadn't made an account because my manager was like, can you just post these on TikTok too? But I don't go on it. Didn't really appreciate it that much. And she basically did like it was the trend where you show your mom and you show the pantry. So it was sort of a joke because I guess like I have Lara bars and like nuts and whatever. fruit, and we're not the fun house. Like, it's not the fun pantry house. And I was on my way to a meeting and it was so awkward. I mean, it was embarrassing. It was awkward, but people for some reason kept, the comments just kept coming like, oh my God, like, show your mom. And what about, like, can we see an outfit of her the next day? Like, can you please show your mom? What's the coat? It was just a nutty, I don't know.
And how many years ago was this?
This is like a year and a half ago, I think now.
A year and a half.
Yeah, I found you. And literally, you know, I'm not a big TikTok, but I do Instagram. And I don't know. And I don't even know how I found you. But I was like, my God, this girl has such good taste. And she can make a slip dress with a jean jacket. And then she'll put a belt with it. And then it's not crazy expensive. Like, that is... And so we're going to talk about your superpowers.
Okay.
Because I do think in terms of styling that core wardrobe, we're in a new year. People want to reset. And I think you work with incredible brands. Like I said, J. Crew, Cezanne. But it's also, you know, I think the superpower, which you both have, is picking those pieces. Mm-hmm. Those pieces that are stylish, that you can wear every day, but also the pieces that give you a little trend. And I think that is where your spice comes from, because you're not boring at all. And it's hard to not be boring, right? Like, so I guess we want to kind of pick your brain on, you are the queen of basics and essentials. And do you have, I guess, do you have a formula? Do you have a cocktail? Do you have a recipe on what everyone should do to try to be you?
Okay, wait, I'm going to go back though, because I just have to say, one of my major inspirations involves you. I know you have like all these other fabulous things that you've accomplished and done, but I became obsessed with you because you were in a J. Crew catalog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, girl. I was with J. Crew for, it's so funny. Stefano Tucci, if you're out there, I love you. I miss you. I got to see him at Chanel this summer in the Hamptons. But yes, Jenna Lyons, Stefano Tucci, I mean, pretty much Mickey, everyone from the beginning. I was with them for over 10 years, 15 years.
It was, okay. This was, mm-hmm. I think, when was the beginning? Do you know what year it was?
Oh my God. The beginning was probably 98.
Okay, that's, right? Okay. That would make sense. Okay. Yeah. Because I literally, I remember seeing you, and you had darker hair though, right?
I had dark hair before I went blonde, yeah.
Okay. And I remember, like, it stood out so clearly. I was literally like, I want to be her. Whatever she's wearing, she's the most perfect. I'm not even kidding. I was like, I don't know. You stood out from the rest of the, and I was obsessed with J. Crew catalogs. I was in high school. Like, that's what I would spend my money on every time the catalog came in. But then you arrived and I was just like, oh my God, her whole look, she's just perfect. Like, so just so you know, you were in there. You were part of the inspo, the J. Crew. And yeah. So
thank you. Yes. Because I love hearing that. Yeah. I know it's J. Crew was very good to me for a very long time. I still wear it and love it and it was, obsessed with them.
But I think that was like the generation where we would get that catalog. Oof. And that was where, and I think that sort of shifted, right? So you would get your catalogs in the mail and you literally look at every page and be like, this is my inspiration. And now I think that's transferred over to social.
Yes.
And I think we look at that and we look at people like you. And I think, you know, I'm just going to say, I think what's resonating for you and what I find too when I'm posting stuff is that there is a real need and a desire for women our age in their 40s to find someone that looks cool, has a point of view, has a style, and knows how to put it together without trying to look like they're half their age.
Yeah.
And I think that's like the secret sauce that you have. And
that's why we wanted to have you on, because so many women, they need that. They need the advice. They need to know, okay, if you had 10 basics, what would it be?
Yeah.
So let's start there. So what are your like essential basics to build upon?
I feel like I don't want to be boring, because I feel like everybody says the same things. Although my basics or essentials, I feel like it's so minimum. Like when I pack, I barely pack anything. So I would start probably with there, obviously a great pair of jeans, which some of them I've had for years. It's not like you have to, it's not like you have to get the latest and greatest every season. Flip-flops.
Are you into a skinny now, a mom? Like what kind of jean are you into?
So I tend to like the old Levi's. I like a straight, I'm more of a straight loose. Again, like I'm a product of the 80s. So like I got everything oversized. So I feel like things being big now, like kind of being in, is like, thank you, because that's sort of what is my comfort zone, is to have things a little bit bigger. I feel like even things that may not be quite as expensive, if you get them a little bit bigger, they have like a drape to them and they look a little bit more luxe. So flip-flops, jeans, white tank top, cashmere sweaters. And then for me, it's, I think what kind of adds the sort of extra to those pieces are my hair or the jewelry or like a flat that's a leopard print. Or like, I also, essential would be, I love the Fendi baguette, but like something that has a little bit of light reflection. So you could wear the white tank top, the jeans, flip-flops, but then you have like a Fendi sequin little baguette that makes it kind of fun and a little, not as boring. But I think it all interplays.
Well, like, look at, okay, so we're on a podcast and you can't see Larissa, but she's wearing like
a bomber.
A bomber, which is
it a tweed bomber? Is that what it is?
It's super chic.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it pretty?
And then what is your necklace?
Actually, a Dina Rader. And then the one that you.
Oh, yes. We love a wreath from Shiley Rose. And the other one is
Larry, because my kids and all of their friends call me Larry. So I had that put on.
So funny. And then do you have the fisherman cable on from Ginny?
No, this is actually Anine Bing.
Anine Bing. It's beautiful.
Love that.
It's really
so she
good.
Has like a cable round neck, scoop neck sweater. But again, it's all layered gray with chocolate brown. How do you feel about the blazer? Should people be wearing it oversized, undersized? I'm like you. I hope everyone heard it, because I know you don't want to go up in a size because it's kind of a mental mind fuck, but you should.
Yeah.
Because the drape, especially exactly what you said, if it tends to be a little bit lower priced, the fabric will actually fall better and make it look, and you, more expensive.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I am a product of the 80s and 90s, so I love that. Mm-hmm. But I do think the blazer now, the oversized blazer, looks so good.
I do too.
Over a satin long dress, over stripes. Yep. I think the jean shirt, you're always in like a weird washed, what is that jean shirt? Is that Frank and Eileen?
Jean shirt?
Like a jean. It's like a chambray. Maybe that was in the summer. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I love that.
Was it like short sleeve?
Yeah.
I think that may have been Seven for All Mankind, actually.
Oh, so good. But again, like using chambray, using stripes.
Right.
You guys always ask about all my layered necklaces I have on. I am so excited I get to share one of my new favorite brands called Heart. They're a sister-led jewelry brand that's known for creating totally custom charm jewelry that is luxurious, unique, and long-lasting. You can get the look and feel of modern heirlooms without the hefty prices. Jewelry is really personal. They have over 50 plus charms that are embedded with meaning that act as a wearable reminder of your intentions and values, which I love so much. Luck, motherhood, manifestation, zodiacs, letters, and numbers. All you do is just choose your chain, choose your charms, and tell your story. Their charms are plated with 100% recycled gold right here in the USA, using the most environmental friendly process possible. Their special HGE plating process means the jewelry resists tarnishing for years, even decades, with proper care. I love styling mine casually woven into my everyday wardrobe. I'm someone who really doesn't take my jewelry off. I love the way layered necklaces look with a simple tee or a cozy sweater. Each piece is made to order in their Charleston studio with thoughtful craft and high touch customer service, including texting you photos of your charm jewelry for approval before shipping, which I love. I love a heart. I have been super into them lately, so I recently designed one on a chunky chain, which I am in love with. You can design your bracelet or necklace on their website with their drag and drop tool. It's really easy. Or you can book a complimentary virtual styling appointment, which is even easier. Visit shopheart.com. Use our code LIPSTICK10 at checkout for 10% off your first purchase and free shipping with anything over $100. That's shopheart.com. shopheart.com. Use code LIPSTICK10 for 10% off your first order. Heart rarely ever discounts their custom jewelry, so this is really very exclusive offer for our Lipstick on the Rim listeners, who I love so much. You guys follow Heart at Shop Heart on Instagram and TikTok. Here at Lipstick on the Rim, we do our absolute best to bring you educational content week after week with interesting guests and compelling topics. We love how much we learned in the 2+ years we've been doing it, and I always love having my finger on the pulse to what's new and next and knowing about the resources that provide the same type of learning experience. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Macy's, and there are so many amazing pillars to the site, from insane curations to Macy's Live, which I think you guys are going to love. Join Macy's every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. for Macy's Live, hosted by top fashion and beauty experts and influencers covering everything you need to feel good in your personal style. You guys, you have to tune in to Live Style for inspo and insights on how to make the latest trends work for you and to find new twists on your favorite go-tos. And check out Live Beauty. This is one I am obsessed with. Insider tips on new beauty releases, how-tos, and must-have products that your routine needs now. Plus, check out even more at Live Home, Live Gifts, so good, especially around the holidays, and Live Specials. So tune in live, watch all previous episodes, and get a sneak peek at upcoming episodes at Macy's.com/Macy's Live. Macy's Live is also now available on their Macy's app because they love making things just a little bit easier for us. If you're anything like me and love fashion and style and beauty and home, this is going to be such a valuable addition to your life. It's fun, it's informative, it's easy to tune in. I love all the variety. I think you guys are going to love it. So head on over to Macy's.com/Macy's Live. Here at Lipstick on the Rim, we do our absolute best to bring you educational content, interesting guests, compelling topics. We love how much we've learned 2+ years, and we love what we've been doing, and we feel that we always have our pulse to what's new and what's next. That's why we are huge fans of Macy's, and there's so many amazing pillars to the site. From insane curations to Macy's Live, which I think you guys are going to love.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Marianna podcast is here to help. I'm Marianna Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line, Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends from business owners, wellness experts, and more to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast and follow me on Instagram at Marianna_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So what are some of your go-to brands for that lower price point that you find you can always get a winner at?
Well, it's funny, actually, you talk about, you mean for basics?
Yeah.
Okay, my daughter is a big fan of Brandy Melville, but actually they do have some really good basics for like your tank top, your like cotton things, a t-shirt, a long sleeve, like even like some jersey cotton shorts, that type of thing. I mean, J. Crew, obviously, Madewell, they have like some good basics. I tend to probably right now, I like Donnie for some really good basics.
Donnie, I don't know what Donnie is.
Donnie, yeah. They have like a lot of, just for like
that
cotton, it's D-O-N-N-I. And it's, I feel like I have quite a bit of their things, like the cotton undershirt, a turtleneck. I don't know, just like the cotton pants, like drawstring, but like a striped pant, like those for me are my basics. Like that's kind of an underpinning for me. So Donnie is great. Cezanne, you mentioned Jenny Kane, obviously, but that's not the cheaper price point.
And if you were, Cezanne has been amazing.
I love Cezanne. Yeah. They're actually now here in LA at the Brynwood Market. They've opened their own store.
Yeah.
Which everyone can now
go. I can't wait to go.
I know. I can't wait to go.
I feel like they do have some really nice, like, but that you could have forever, not just this season. Like that's going to last.
Did you ever think in a million years this would be your job?
No, no,
so what was your job before? Actually, let's dive into that. What was your job before you became
Insta-famous? I worked in advertising. I was in marketing. I was on the account side of advertising, marketing, then PR. I worked at a school, like marketing and admissions director. No, we laugh because I had, my Instagram didn't have pictures of me ever. That I just, the concept of like a selfie, I'd die. Like that's, it was so embarrassing when this all sort of happened. Even like my, Ella like laughs at me, but my Venmo, I had like, it was like a picture of like Kylie and Kendall Jenner because I didn't want anyone to like have my face on anything. So people are like, they're paid, like, you know, my son plays hockey. So all the hockey moms were trying to Venmo me for like their jerseys. And they're like, does Larissa have, is her picture like Kendall and Kylie? Because we can't find her. So I was just so private. So this is really, I mean, I've leaned in clearly, but it's taken a lot of my daughter, like coaxing me, I feel like out of my shell, and my husband and friends and like everyone being like, it's okay. Like just lean in a little, just go for it. I think even the videos, I did not want to do videos. I didn't even put anything on my feed. I put things on my story because I was so embarrassed to like take a picture of myself, because that just seems, you know, back when you just didn't take pictures of yourself. I don't know. It's just the concept of that is a little weird for me. So taking a picture of myself in an outfit, I put it on my story because I didn't want my friends to like, what is she doing? Posting pictures of herself.
I get it. I get
Instagram.
It.
So
I've been trying to get this one. We've had this podcast for 2.5 years. I literally have been trying to get this one. I'm like, just put it up. Don't look at it. Don't rewatch it.
It is. Don't hear your voice. You're very self-conscious.
No, I am with you. If this had not like been literally shoved at me, there's no way I would have ever. There is not a chance. And the videos, my manager was like, can you just do reels? And I said no for months. I could not do it. And then I finally did a video and she said, can I edit it? Because I was like, now I have to edit it. I don't know how to do that. But I was too embarrassed for her to like have to deal with that. So I did it. And
what are your thoughts on trends? Because I think that's always something that comes up. And it's like, you know, every season there's all these trends. How do you feel about trends and how do you incorporate them into your wardrobe? Do you feel like you adopt them? Do you feel like you go, oh, okay, I can take some inspiration? Like, how do you focus and weave in the trends every season into your wardrobe?
I mean, I think it's like, I'm maybe it's the age. I definitely loved, I would hop on a lot more trends when I was younger. And I feel like mm-hmm. that's part of how you figure out your own style is by trying those things out. But at this point, I would say the trend where I feel like I sort of tap into it is more about the silhouette. It's mm-hmm. not really about a lot of the pieces. Like, I feel like I have enough pieces in my wardrobe at this point that I can make it work and look current. So it's really like, it's that silhouette. Like you were talking about the bigger blazer. Like I have blazers that are my dad's that I've worn since the 80s. And then they sort of come back in different ways. So whether you're wearing it with a dress or you're wearing it with a much skinnier jean with a high heel, now I probably am wearing it with a straighter jean, maybe flats. Like, so it's probably, I would say that's probably more where the trend comes in for me is just sort of the overall silhouette. But
in accessories, maybe like getting like a cloud earring to pop it. You know what I mean? Like, is that sort of, I always feel like the accessories can freshen it.
I really want those Bottega.
Yeah.
I really do. They're so expensive. They're like $600.
There's some that you can get like on Amazon. The dupes are apparently more lightweight as well.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. See, I'm out of
the loop. Oh, girl, I will send you the link.
Okay.
They're gold.
Like
drop,
looks like a drop. Like a raindrop.
Ooh.
And they look heavy. They probably mm-hmm. are heavy and uncomfortable, but they look amazing. Mm. And a girl came to my Wise event and she had on them in silver. I'd never seen them in silver.
Oh, I'm gonna look.
And the other girl had the dupe, and I really couldn't.
You can't tell the difference.
I couldn't tell.
But I think accessories are a fun way for me personally to like bring in a trend as well, like a great belt, because belts right now I feel like are everywhere. Yes.
Okay, can you just talk about belts? So she got me on the skinny belt. Yeah. Like she forced me to buy this Hermes belt. Like she took my credit card, did my phone, called her person, and I now had.
And now you're happy you have it.
I have worn the fucking belt. Yeah. I have worn it with jeans. I've worn it with trousers. I have worn it around a slip dress, like you taught me, Larissa. I do. I actually bought a brown one too in Celine.
There you go.
There we go.
I love belts. I'm glad there's a trend. Like I'm glad that's back. I feel like for a while I sort of put my belts away. It just didn't feel current. You know, also with the trend thing, I feel like in part, sometimes the trend, it's, we do something over and over. And then like, I personally just kind of get tired of the look, and it's like, you just sort of shelf it for a little bit, and then it needs like a moment to rest, and then it comes back. So I feel like I'm in sync with that just naturally. It's like, okay, I've kind of had enough of that. And then you're moving into something else. But a lot of the basic state, you talk about jewelry. I don't know. See, I'm at the point again where I have like such staples. I feel like I always go to like hoops. It's just varying sizes of hoops. And I have like a watch, and like, I don't know, my gold jewelry just always seems to pretty much stay the same at this point. Maybe I'm getting boring.
Jennifer Fisher? Have you met Jennifer Fisher?
Mm-mm.
She has great hoops. Oh, we'll hook you up with that.
Ooh.
She's
amazing.
I know
her jewelry. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Her hoops. She's got hoop. She's the queen of hoops.
I love hoops.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just, yeah.
Have you always had good style?
I mean, it's hard to, I feel like people have always come to me regarding that. And I feel like I was always the one that like would take, like my daughter, we were looking at high school pictures, and my prom dress was just so different than what everyone else was doing. Like I definitely always was like, when someone would say, okay, what is everyone wearing to the party? And you know, all the girls were like, okay, everyone's wearing dresses. For me, that was a cue that I should wear pants. Right. Mm-hmm. So like I was always curious, like, oh, okay, what's everyone doing? Okay, I'm definitely not going to do that. So I feel like I always did want to like take a chance or a risk. I didn't feel like I needed to look like everybody else. That was sort of a key thing, I feel like, way long ago that started. So I feel like that helped cultivate my own style, hopefully.
Do you ever get stumped in the morning getting dressed? I mean, I have, my closet is full. There's nothing that I'm missing. But there are days where I walk in and I'm like, I have nothing to wear.
It does happen. But okay. So the weird thing is, I don't know if anyone else does this. I go to bed, and for some reason, it's like my like lullaby when I'm going to sleep. I lay there and I'm like, I start like thinking of outfits. So I wind up like, I feel like I have so many outfits that I want to put together in my head. It's like a Rolodex. So not too often, because I'm like always like thinking of things in my closet and what I could put together. It's like a escape. Like it's like a fun activity, like a little creative activity. So, yeah.
I love what you do with like your Oxford shirts. You roll up the sleeve, you half roll it, which is really like a little bit of a styling tip, but it looks kind of undone, but done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've really brought the trench back for me. I'm just going to say that.
Really?
You have.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
You have. Yeah, you have. Okay. You have it in all colors.
What's your favorite trench?
Honestly, I love my Burberry. Just old, again, old school vintage. Yeah. I mean, I have some other ones that I do appreciate, but I do love that one. Probably the best.
Totem makes a good one. It's not crazy expensive. Mango.
Everybody has. Yeah,
Mango.
I made Kenna. I got Kenna the Mango trench. It's so good. She got it in black. Great.
But here's a tip that I think that we always, like, I always think about it after. If you want a Burberry trench and you can't afford to march into the Burberry store, which most people can't, and buy one, the real guys. Like, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, yes. No,
it is such a gold mine.
It was in the men's section.
So that's it. If you want a Burberry trench, go on the real
100%.
And search it, because I promise you, you will find one and it'll be a fraction of the price.
Absolutely.
Also, you can sell back onto the real. You can also rent like really expensive dresses and go, like, they have this whole new service now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh, anyways, that was just my idea, because there's definitely, you can, if you want something, like, go on the real, because you can find it.
Yep.
Vintage.
Yep.
Have we moved away from sweatpants?
No. Sorry.
Okay, well, that's not your question.
I sort of have a little bit.
No pants forever.
I feel like I did wear them quite a bit, but I've sort of moved away from them.
Was there a sweatpant favorite for the sweatpant aficionado over here?
So this is not very helpful, but I've got my favorite were two pairs that I got in Iceland, and I can't even pronounce. One is 7 days active, which I can pronounce that one, but the other one is like, it's like Punk Jovhaven. I did wear Mate the Label. Have you heard of Mate the Label? Because I did wear, it's just a really good, soft, little bit oversized, like perfect material matching. And I like put it with a kind of like an overcoat. Mate the Label is a good one actually for like
Mate the Label,
like a nice fitting. Good material.
For those that don't want to let go of the sweatpant, Mate the Label.
Yeah.
What was the brand that I bought to go to Africa?
Lealo. Lealo. They have you can get it online, I think. And
it's great.
Stores. Oh, I don't know.
They have great monochromatic sets in like a cream, an ivory, a beige. They also have navy.
Nice.
That's another thing Larissa does well. She does well with like the monochromatic, that anything when you're going tone on tone, texture on texture,
yes,
color on color, or just like a shade darker or lighter, like that also pulls you together and it elongates you. It's so in right now. I don't know. I love a monochromatic.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Is there an outfit or a piece of clothing that you feel kind of embodies your style? If you have to pick one.
Well, it's interesting. I feel like that for me, it's layering. It's like soft and layering. So like it could be jeans, but it's definitely like a cashmere sweater with maybe another shade of, like if it's a gray and another a lighter shade of gray cashmere sweater as my scarf and like a sweater over that. I don't know. It's the layering that I feel the most comfortable and I feel most confident in when I'm sort of loose, little slouchy, casual. So
what's your favorite season to dress for?
Winter, just because I can, there's so many layers. It's the layering that I love. It's that tight, like exactly what you were saying, you definitely hit on. It's the textures for me. So if I can have like I love pairing like sequins with cashmere, or, you know, you have the jean, but you have cashmere, but then you have like something that's like metallic with it. Like I love that soft wool cashmere alongside something that's like reflective.
There is nothing better than a sequin skirt, a little bit below the knee, with an oversized cashmere sweater.
Perfect.
TWP has
it's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's like they're made together. They're married.
And you'll have that. Like I do need to find a good, I think TWP, I have in my eye on one of their, I think it's called the Gwyneth, and it's their sequined, like below the knee, silver sort of beaded sequin skirt.
We need to ask Lindsay.
Yeah.
I love TWP. It might be my new favorite.
TWP, I don't
even see. TWP.
You will love it. It's very
We're going to hook TWP. You up, Larissa. Okay. Rosie, we have to hook her up. It's like menswear, womenswear, tailored, Oxfords, short,
oversized
long,
cashmere.
Oversized. They do a dot, a polka dot, like,
okay.
Wow.
Okay, I'm looking
rich.
At that.
They have this one skirt that I, like, want to wear somewhere, but I don't know where. It's, like, this beautiful, long organza. Like, it's almost, like, layered, and it's got, like a fish, like a mermaid kind of, like, and then they paired it with a cashmere monochromatic sweater. So it's, like, this beautiful evening look, but, like, that's, I love that.
I love that, too.
I think, is what you were saying. It's, like, You're taking something really elegant and dressy on the bottom, and then you're kind of pairing it with something still casual and simple, but it just is still, it's dressy, but in like a very cool, quirkier way.
Yeah.
I want to get to shoes, but I want to also talk about the power of a suit.
Mm-hmm.
A suit looks great.
Yeah.
You need to wear a suit.
I love a suit.
You love a blazer, but you could be more into a suit.
Where am I walking? Am I going to school pickup in a suit? Where am I wearing a suit to?
I don't know.
My fake board meetings I don't have. Just me, myself, and I at my kitchen counter.
Stop. I love a suit. I wear a suit.
Yeah, but you have places to go. I've got nowhere to go.
Yes, you do.
I look like a fool at school pickup meandering in there in my suit.
I love a suit. Whatever.
Honestly.
I have a velvet suit. I mean, I used to wear suits all the time, like for work. But now, when I go for a suit, it's like it has to be something almost a little bit extra now, I guess, because I feel like I'm going into work if I wear like a full on wool suit. So yeah.
I love my black velvet blazer.
Oh, I love the velvet. There's, you know, my favorite little,
you found that for me.
I found that for you. I hunted that down for you. I actually hunted for 6 months. I was looking for that thing. But there's a little shop in my town that I love. I'm going to give her a shout out. Tea and Oranges.
Tea and Oranges, like, she landed last night and she goes, oh, okay. You're just dressed head to toe in Tea and Oranges, are you?
But she finds these brands that I love, because my thing sometimes is, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I don't want everyone wearing the exact same thing I'm wearing. Like, I get so irritated, especially when you live in a smaller town. And so she has this eye. She finds these Italian brands, and there is a suit that you have. I mean, I'm sure you can maybe find it online, but I thought of you. It's this beautiful, not quite navy. It's a little lighter than a navy, and it's a really very thin velvet, double-breasted. The buttons are covered as well, so it's all like that beautiful velvet. It's a blazer suit with a matching pant, and it's a brand from Italy called Mamoni, M-O-M-O-N-I, I think. It is the chicest. The blazer's just cut loose enough so that you like feel like you could throw that on the t-shirt and a pair of jeans. But then the pants, like, if I had somewhere to wear the suit, I would buy it, but I just don't.
You could separate it though.
Yeah, you could. You totally could. But it is a chic, chic look. It's like that. I thought of you the second I saw it.
Also, I think, you know, to Larissa's point, a good colored velvet. Like, I have my original OG dark plummy, like kind of like my nails are like a maroon color from Goop, that suit. I still have it. And I wore the pants out the other day with the purple. It looked weird, but it looked together.
But do you remember that? So the funny thing is that you just said Goop. Do you remember the velvet Gucci suit?
Yes.
That is probably to this day one of my favorite Gwyneth Paltrow outfits.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
All monochromatic.
Yes.
Turquoise.
No, that's like burned here. Yes. No, I loved it.
Burned in your memory. Yep.
That was Elizabeth Sawson's, my friend. I mean, that was Gwyneth and Elizabeth.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was good.
So, I mean, she has incredible taste.
But that's what I always think. Sometimes I have this theory that, like, trend is fleeting and style is kind of forever. And I think it's like, how do you take that trend and incorporate it without feeling
trendy?
Too trendy. Like, I don't want to be trendy.
No.
I want to have style. And I really do feel like at 45, I know what my style is now.
Right.
And I love
clothes.
You
have good style. You're very good at putting things together.
I think to your point, I feel like a lot of my best pieces I've gotten at consignment shops. And in part, I love doing that because not everyone's wearing it. And I think, like, as far as, again, like that trend thing, it's a translation. So you're sort of inspired, but like, how do you translate it so that it works for you? And if you go into a consignment shop, you're getting things that are, you know, could be who knows how old, but you're kind of bringing it back in a modern way, but it's not what everyone else is wearing. So I feel like that is such a great way to, I don't know, sort of expand your wardrobe. It's creative, it's fun, and not as expensive, and you usually get a better quality too. So I'm a huge fan of consignment shopping.
Love.
You guys know I really believe in red light therapy, and I'm always trying new at-home tools to see which one works best. Over the past couple of months, there's a brand I've recently discovered called Boncharge, B-O-N-C-H-A-R-G-E. They're a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. They have products that help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. Listen, the list is truly endless. Basically, all of our favorite things. But one of my favorite products from Boncharge is their red light mask. There are so many amazing benefits from helping with wrinkles, fine lines, sore jaw, eczema, migraines, acne, scar tissue, wound healing, relaxation, razor burns, and even ingrown facial hair, inflammation. I've been using mine for 10 to 20 minutes each night. I tend to put mine on at night when I'm watching a TV show or I'm reading in bed. It's easy to use. It's lightweight. You don't have to worry about your face feeling hot. I've seen a noticeable difference, especially in my fine line and wrinkles, and my skin has really been glowing. Red light therapy has been around for a long, long time, but now you can do this at home. Red light therapy has been reviewed in over 4,000 peer-reviewed studies, with 400 plus being double-blind placebo trials. Not only do these studies have amazing health benefits, not one has shown any negative side effects. Phone Charge has other products such as low blue light bulbs, blue light glasses, EMF protection products, infrared sauna blankets, which is on my list to get, and 100% blackout sleep masks, all backed by science. You guys are always asking about red light, so I really hope and suggest you try this. For our listeners, go to bonecharge.com/lipstick. Bonecharge, BoneCharge.com/lipstick. Use coupon code LIPSTICK to save 15% off. That's Bonecharge, BoneCharge.com/lipstick. And use coupon code LIPSTICK to save 15% off. I'm telling you, I think you guys are going to really love it. I've been restocking everything in my house recently, getting rid of everything that could be toxic and replacing it with only things that are more natural and good for us. In a few weeks, I have an upcoming episode with a woman named Yola that is really going to change the way you stock your house. I met with her, and now I'm doing a podcast to really talk about the benefits of replacing toxic things in the home. I've recently switched all of our cleaning products to a brand called Branch Basics. It's an incredible all-natural brand that's non-toxic, hyperallergenic, free of fragrance, hormone disruptors, and harmful preservatives. Plus, it's baby and kid and pet safe and cost-effective as well. My family, we suffer from eczema, so it's been really good for us. If you have any sort of allergies or asthma, I'm telling you, try making the switch to Branch Basics. Beyond the fact that they're clean from an ingredient standpoint, they're also sustainable with a refill model, which is so easy. So once you run out of any of the other products, the only thing you need to repurchase is the concentrate and the oxygen boost. Their premium starter kit will provide you with everything you need to replace all of your toxic cleaning products in your home. With the kit, you'll get the concentrate, which is a multi-purpose, eco-friendly cleaning solution used for any cleaning job when diluted with water. You'll also get the oxygen boost, which pairs with the concentrate for an all-natural way to tackle those ugly laundry stains and grout. It also comes with 5 reusable all-purpose glass or plastic bottles. We choose the glass here at my house that will clean everything from countertops to dishes to toilets all the way to your hands, your pets, and you can even use it as a bubble bath. It's pretty amazing. Save 15% off on your starter kit and their new hand soap when you use code LIPSTICK on the rim with branchbasics.com. That's www.branchbasics.com. And again, that's code LIPSTICK on the rim for 15% off when you purchase a starter kit or their new gel hand soap. I love this brand. I love everything about this brand. I'm so happy that we made the switch.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Can we talk shoes?
Shoes and bags.
Let's touch upon shoes. I love a shoe. What do you feel about the ballet, the Mary Jane right now?
I go back and forth on, I have flats that I've had for so long and I love them. But for some reason, in certain stages of my life, I remember thinking that I looked horrible in them. So I like, when I see them, I always have this like immediate knee jerk reaction that like, I can't wear flats and yet, or it's like my mom, but yet I do love them and I have them and I love the look. And so it's a yes for me, but some of the Mary Jane for me, it can be, it looks too childish on me. Some of them with the straps, just sometimes for me.
Me too.
It just, it depends on the style of it. So
I embraced it. I've embraced it. Did you buy the row? You did. Yes, you did.
I know. And I love, it. Like it just it's certain ones that like, and I have,
Well, I tried to buy the mango ones, to be truthful.
I have a mango one. That's what I was just going to say.
And they never have a 41 ever in any store ever. The girl actually laughed at me at the counter. She's like, you're so funny.
Well, I bought a Flabellus. I don't know how to say this brand. Oh, it's Spanish. Yeah. And I got this beautiful plum velvet pair. And they're gorgeous. And they were like $100. And I'm like, I can lean into this and try this. Well, let's go. And if I like it, I'm going to go and buy a better, more expensive pair that's, you know, going to last me through. Because I can't wear velvet. Like, you know,
yes.
I live in New Jersey. It's cold. And so I invested in the Row, the leather ones. And I love them.
Yeah. I love them. I wore them. And I was actually dressed head to toe and by you. I wore my Vanessa Bruno corduroys with my new American Vintage sweater that I got in two colors. There's a store called Jill Roberts here if you're in Los Angeles on Bedford. She's got great taste.
Oh, I need to go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing while you're at lacrosse on Saturday.
Oh, thanks. But I do love a heel.
Yes.
She talked me into these chocolate suede heels that I might be wearing now.
Mm.
But I have to say, if they're not comfortable, I will not buy them anymore.
No.
It's all about the pitch.
That's
like a tip. What do you have any tips for buying heels?
No.
Get bunion surgery?
I have none.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like if they're not comfortable, I'm not going to say what they are, but I did get a pair of boots and they're gorgeous and they hurt my feet. And I was like, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. This is just, this is not going to happen anymore. I would have, but it's not happening anymore.
I got to tell you, if you look at the shoe and look at the pitch, sort of see how like the pitch of the actual heel is with the arch of your foot. That is the only way I will buy a heel is if that pitch if it looks too angular, I can't wear it. But there are certain brands. That's why the Louboutins you have on right now are good because their pitch is good.
Mm-hmm.
Alaya as a heel has a great pitch. It's not like your foot isn't like on a 90 degree angle.
But I think Louboutins they've gotten better. For me, they've gotten better because it's a smaller pitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my high Louboutins, I can't stand them.
Okay, but
I look at them and I love them in my closet, I do not wear them.
How do you though? For me, it's not even the pitch necessarily. It's that it cuts into my heel sometimes. So for me, I feel like I have to get really, really good leather. Otherwise, it cuts into my heel. Like,
You can't buy a cheap heel.
No,
that's
my big advice. That's it. You got to invest in that one. Maybe
invest in one great pair.
Yep.
I've also invested in, and I love this trend, and I know it's probably very LA, but I love a Birkenstock. I love a fleece Birkenstock. I love a leather Birkenstock.
Yeah.
I love a plastic Birkenstock. I do.
Yeah, no. I'm with you. I'm not mad at Birkenstock. I can't wear it year round. I'm not wearing socks with Birkenstocks. That takes me back. I am a child of the 80s and 90s. And I did that in high school with my Levi's corduroys and a bodysuit.
By the way, I was at a birthday and all the girls had on the exact same thing, a black bodysuit. Cut in different ways and oversized jeans. I mean, they all came in like one after the other. I was like,
All right, what about bags? Bags. Let's talk bags.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a bag girl?
It's funny. So I kind of feel like I have the one bag, which is a Fendi baguette. And then I'll have like a few, I feel like I have a collection of those in various materials and whatever. And then I have like a few others that are a little more structured. But to be honest, I feel like I don't use a bag that often anymore. I feel like I run out of the house, especially in the winter. I run out of the house. I have my phone and I have like a tiny little leather wallet, like an envelope that I shove in my pocket.
That's what I
like
have to.
I feel like I'm getting very low maintenance. I'm sort of like I'm on the go. I don't like clutter. I don't like to bring things. So it's terrible, but
I don't use bags as regularly
as I used to because I don't have a wallet that I'm carrying around. I don't have like all that stuff. I don't have babies that I'm caring for. Like,
I'm with you. I think now that people
she's Ella's 19. I'm constantly. I've got three bags with me right now.
Yeah,
I'm constantly schlepping.
Yeah, you still have.
I don't carry a wallet anymore. I carry this. This is my thing.
That's literally
wallet.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I have.
Like that's basically what I have. My phone and that.
This is I've downsized. I have literally. So what I'm holding because you can't see it is it's a jacked up card holder.
Yes, right. That's what I have. That's what I do too. It's exactly.
I have my fake Hermes one I got in Morocco. I love it. By the way, no one knows it's fake. Well, now they do. But it's pink and I love it. And you can't tell it
because I don't need to carry. Here's the thing. I don't want to carry my life in my wallet around with me because if I lose it, I'm screwed.
Yep.
So here, at least, I have my medical card, my driver's license, a credit card, and I have some cash rolled into it, and that's all I need.
I had
a panic attack.
That's exactly. Like, we're on the same plane. That's exactly. I don't know what's happened. Yeah.
I have every
credit card bag, but
yeah. I was going to say your new bag.
My new bag.
You want to see her new plum chocolate Chanel?
Okay, that's gorgeous. See, I would carry a bag. Yes, I would carry that bag. That's true.
I've had my eye on it for a while.
I had a panic attack
because in my fake Hermes wallet, I have every card. Like if it goes, everything is gone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
No, I can't
it's
do that.
Bad. Yeah. No. I know. Do you think this has brought you closer to Ella, your daughter, doing something together? Or were you always close?
No. Yeah. We were always close. It hasn't changed anything. I mean, I think like it's something to laugh about and like we get to do jobs together, which is kind of fun, but we'd be that way regardless. Yeah.
Okay.
So
now you can tell. I mean, we both have daughters, so it's just. Hey, we love to see that relationship, and you can see how real and sweet and
yeah, it's amazing.
You are beautiful. We have to acknowledge your beauty and your skin, which is glowing. Can you quickly tell us some of your favorite beauty products?
Well, your as makeup a matter routine? Of fact, I have been using Molly. I've been using Wyze for it's been a month and a half or almost 2 months. You kind of narrowed down my entire routine, which is fit perfectly into my like narrow everything down. Cause I'm really like, even my makeup routine, I'm finding I just don't want to do all the stuff. It's so basic and pared down. So I started using, these have been the morning cocktail. I take my shower, I put that on and moisturizer. I'm done. And I used to put on like, I would put on a serum, then I'd put like an extra retinol, then I'd have the cream. Like it was too many steps. So you've narrowed down my steps at night. Now I use the Last Call. And people like
the
when
last
I was
call
traveling,
is great.
They're like, your skin is so glowy. What are you doing? Or like something was posted and people literally were like, okay, but we need the skincare routine. So I'm just saying that's the only thing that's changed. So
have you used the pads?
No, I haven't used the pads. Should I use that too?
Use the pads. They're our number one bestseller, plus the problem solver, which is the gold. You don't really need the problem solver, but do the pads in the morning and the Last Call at night.
Wait.
And the skin glow.
The primer.
So if you pads at night, when do I use it?
I wouldn't do the pads at night. I would do the pads in the morning.
Okay.
And then your morning cocktail and mix your morning cocktail in with the skin glow.
Yep.
Or a little foundation or a little tinted moisturizer.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you. It's amazing. Okay. I need notes on it.
That's the thing. I need directions on all this. But those two have like been really good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I have to say it's
my friend
online.
Called me. Becky called me this morning at
Murano.
Becky calls me and she's like, I am obsessed with the skin glow.
No,
I can't stop using it. She's like, it's phenomenal.
It's
she's got all her products and is loving it.
Good.
Yes,
it's a good,
it really is. It's congratulations because it really is a lot.
You.
I feel like there's so many products out there that
we're very hero driven.
Don't deliver.
And okay. What about tinted moisturizer?
Yeah, tinted moisturizer.
I actually use the Hourglass one.
The new one, the Veil Skin Tint.
Yeah, I love it.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
I'm obsessed with it.
So
we're an ad here. Emish is an ad for the Hourglass.
I wish I was an ad. I wish I was paid for it. I literally am obsessed with it. That's like how good it is.
Yeah, I love it.
And what about mascara?
Whatever I have available is like, what's the free sample?
Oh my God, just tell her, Lord.
No, I'm actually like torn now between I do love the Syrah, this tint. I mean, it's insane. But it's water resistant, which I have a hard time. Like, I don't want to always like use like the oily makeup pads to wash it off.
Yeah.
But that you got me. I got the new Westman and I really love it.
Mm. I want you in chocolate brown and in black. In the red tube.
It's amazing.
Okay. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm not.
You can do
like,
gold,
whatever,
but I like the
like,
red.
I have like Ilia, I have Tarte. I don't know. I feel like
but
it's
she
how
should
you
try
apply it.
You would love the Syrah.
You would love the Syrah.
Okay. All right. I'm writing this down.
What's your fragrance? I feel like you might like wear an oil or something.
I use it's like from Whole Foods. It's literally just a moisturizer.
Yep,
it's like the coconut, like skin trip.
Yep. I had a feeling. I know.
I'm just
saying you're going to be one of those people. No, but I like that.
It's on a lot of things.
You know what's a great moisturizer?
Huh?
It's this, the Weleda and the green tube, the skin
tube. I love
that.
Yeah, that's always, I love that too.
That can give you a little bit of dewy mixed in with your makeup.
I love that.
It's so good.
Yep.
Is there a favorite video Have you ever done, like, what's your favorite video, your outfit of the day? Is there anything that's your favorite?
No, they're all, she hates all of them. I can't watch them. No.
I know. It is weird to hear your own voice. Yeah, I hate them. No. They're like, oh, can we show you something? I'm like, no, because I don't want to see. No. I don't want to hear myself.
Yeah.
It's like when we first used to hear yourself on, like, an answering machine. You're like,
awful.
Do I really sound like that?
I know.
Okay, let's talk about your hair.
Okay.
We love your hair.
Okay.
It's long. It's luscious.
Just air dry. Any,
do air dry. I know. She air dries. I just called it. I feel like I know you now. I really do. It. Larissa, I've got you. I figured you out.
She air dries.
She's low maintenance.
Any type of shampoo, effortless. Conditioner, mask.
You know what? Anything. I've tried a million different shampoos, and I'm going to say, actually, I really, Goop had a really good one, but my daughter's taken it over. And I have gone back, literally way back to Bumble and Bumble. It's like a wavy shampoo. Bumble. I don't know. I've tried everything. And it just, my hair just, it just seems to like the Bumble and Bumble. I don't know.
I love a good Bumble.
Do you know
and
who you just at an angle reminded me of? Carol Alt.
Oh, I love a little Carol Alt. Has anybody ever told you that? She still looks amazing.
She looks amazing, but you just like literally gave me Carol Alt vibes from like her peak modeling days.
Oh man, she was, thank you. I'll take it.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Is there one piece of clothing that you've always wanted, piece of jewelry that you've not gotten yourself?
I did covet, my mom always had the Chanel like quilted traditional like classic Chanel bag. And I think that's what I need that at some point. I want that.
Larissa,
I was hoping it would be handed down, but that's not going to happen. So I'm going to have to
go. She's going to take chic.
She sounds so chic, your mom.
She is. She actually was very chic. Her style is very New England. Like where I might put like a little bit of, she would never wear flip-flops with like a strapless taffeta dress. Like that just, she would never do that. She doesn't do that type of, it's got to be everything like is appropriate. I would say that was her. Everything had like, it's an appropriate fit and appropriate dress for the occasion. Like
my mom was like
a little more proper. Yeah. Generational.
My mom was proper. She was put together, but she was like, she was very properly invented.
Mm-hmm.
It was the right event.
I like that.
Okay. We always do a little bit of rapid fire here on Lipstick on the Rim. Books or podcasts?
Books.
Online shopping or in person?
I do tend to do a lot more online, but I appreciate being in person because I like to feel things. It's like the way that fabrics feel is really important. But now I know a lot of the brands, so I feel like I have comfort when I do shop online, but that's a tough one.
Do you use packing cubes?
I don't know what that is.
A packing cube?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, she does not use them. No. Text, FaceTime, or call?
I hate the phone. I like in person. Can in person be an option in that? I don't like the phone at all.
That's like FaceTime.
I avoid the phone. I never answer it. I'm the person who doesn't text back. I don't have it with me a lot of the time. It's sort of like a known thing. Like Larissa's not going to answer her phone. She doesn't have it. That's terrible.
I stopped answering the door this morning.
Yeah, I
noticed
that.
You saw me.
You got irritated.
I got irritated. I'm like, leave it open. Open the garage. Open the,
come on in.
Come on in. I open the gate. I open the front door, the second door. Just have at it. Knock on the door. Come on in. Yeah. Who are you? I don't know. I'm here for something. Amazon. Great. Thank you so much.
What's the next place you want to travel?
I'd like to go back. It's been a long time and it was sort of a negative experience. I'd like to go back to Prague. That's where I'm kind of had my sights set.
Prague is amazing. I used to go all the time. It's still amazing.
It's a very cool city. Yeah.
What show are you currently binging?
It's called Versailles.
Mm. Have you ever watched that?
Oh my God. It's so good. It's Louis the 14th, his reign. It's beautiful. Just for the interiors, the art, the fabrics, it's just amazing. But I'm also binge watching Gossip Girl because Ella is watching Gossip Girl. So we are.
Oh my God. I
love
the
it. OG one.
Oh yeah. And it's just funny. Okay. I was like, OG. You realize I watched this like when it was live on the TV, like, so
yeah,
but
exactly.
It's nice, no commercials, kind of loving
so
it.
So good.
Yeah.
Carry on or checked bag?
Checked. Too much.
Who's your style icon?
It's terrible, but I don't have any anymore. Like I feel like I used to follow a lot of, like, I was really like, I loved People magazine and I loved InStyle and I loved following. I just don't anymore. In fact though, interestingly, when you brought up Gwyneth Paltrow, I feel like she has been a consistent person that I look to that I go, I really like that. Or like, I feel like, I mean, and why Goop does so well, but like, I feel like I trust her advice. I trust like if she picked it, it's, I can trust that.
Whose wardrobe would you want to raid?
I mean, if I had to pick, I feel like Gwyneth would actually be a really good one.
Before we go, we always ask every guest, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Well, it's interesting. Someone asked me about this and my mom actually gave me this advice and I've given it to my daughter. And I just feel like it is such a great takeaway for a lot of things, whether it's like fashion or friends and work even. But my mom had always said to me, go for being respected first and liked second. And she said it to me at a really young age. And it really stuck for me. I feel like it's sort of like I was at boarding school. And for some reason, that really stuck in my head. Like, I never felt like I had to do what other kids did in order to, the sort of the whole concept of being liked was not as important to me as like earning or having someone's respect. So there were a lot of things that I just never felt like I needed to go along with, because like could be a fleeting thing, but respect had a little bit of a higher quality to it. So
that is such good advice.
Isn't it great?
I love that.
And I feel like my kids have really, they don't have FOMO. Like they just don't, even though they're growing up in social media and seeing where everyone, they don't have it. And I feel like a lot of it is that has really been instilled in them. It's like, they're very content being alone, or they don't feel like they're missing out. They don't feel like they have to do things to sort of get that approval. And why that, like fashion wise, same thing. I do notice with my daughter, like she doesn't follow trends really as much as like a lot of 19-year-olds. She's very exact in what she likes or doesn't like. And I feel like that's partly, it's just been instilled. So that would be my advice.
All right. Give us your cues and notes for that, please. Cause tell I have three girls.
We have three, we have six between us.
Oh my goodness.
You have Henry.
I have Henry. He is, oh my God, he's 16. And Ella, 19. Yeah.
And he plays hockey?
He plays hockey. Yep. I wish he played lacrosse. I was like, it's an obvious. And all his friends that he played hockey with play lacrosse. But no, it's just hockey. So, and golf. It's golf.
Oh, so, I love a little
but
golf.
But we spend a lot. It's the same thing. It's like, we spend a lot of time in hockey rinks and
early mornings for those.
Yes. I don't do those. That's what Todd does.
Todd.
Larissa, thank you. You're amazing.
Thank you
we love
so
you.
Much.
You have the best tips,
so fun.
The best videos. We feel like we know you.
Yes, me too.
We'll just be copying your outfits.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So make sure and follow her. And we're going to list everything in the show notes, all her links and everything. So you can follow her on TikTok, on Instagram. And then on Instagram, it's just Larissa Mills, LarissaMills. Can't wait to see what you're going to put on next. By the way, I get poor from watching you.
Thank you.
I really do.
Yep.
So fun.
Thank you.
Love you. I'm glad your asthma attack is
glad
over.
Glad I can breathe
sorry
again,
about
guys.
Larissa. That sorry
is,
about
that. No worries. I'm glad you're okay.
Inhaler, we had a quick run to the doctor this morning.
All good.
All right, you guys, don't forget to rate, review, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, at Lipstick on the Rim. We love you, and we will see you next week.
It's good to be in LA.
Good to be in LA. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.